A nice lively Bach there, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 Allegro Movement with Tafel Musik. Homegrown ensemble, phenomenal Canadian musicians. And I have a phenomenal set of Canadian musicians, the Canada Virtuoso Ensemble, which is getting ready to go on an upcoming international tour to Colombia. Yes, they are super excited. And joining me now is the ringmaster, the conductor, the music director of this wonderful ensemble, Carlos Bastidas. Maestro, welcome to the Jukebox Line.
Hello, Daniel. Thank you for having me in the show.
Wonderful to have you. I want to know a little bit more about you and the artistic vision, you know, the mastermind behind this Canada Virtuoso Ensemble. We're super excited for you. You're going back home to Colombia and bringing some glorious music along with you. So tell me about your vision behind the group and how this all came about.
Yes, so we're really super excited to go to Colombia. We're 14 professional musicians here from Canada. And the vision came out to have an orchestra. I live in Mississauga, a long-term residence of Lauren Park in Mississauga, near Port Credit, for the people that are not familiar with that area. I just realized that Mississauga, we're the sixth largest city in Canada, and we do not have a professional ensemble here.
Yeah, and with so many brilliant musicians living here.
I know, that's right. So it's been in the works for a couple of years now. I mean, it doesn't happen overnight. So I did talk to some city officials, and they kind of like warmed up to the idea. You know, we sixth largest city in Canada, and we don't have a professional ensemble. That's not acceptable, right? So that kind of, sparked the whole thing about getting an ensemble here based in Mississauga.
And Mississauga is no longer some kind of outskirt. It is now a proper city on its own, with its own feeling and vibe. So brilliant curation on your part. Tell me a little bit about this upcoming tour. Why Popayan, Colombia specifically? What kind of audience are you expecting there?
I do a lot of guest conducting internationally, and the curators of the festival of Popayan, which is, you know, a long-standing festival there that is international music, came and saw me conducting and invited me to come with an ensemble from Canada. So that's how the whole thing came out. And, we talked over a couple of years, going back and forth, you know, negotiation, logistics. And this year, we're happy to attend the, 64th anniversary of the festival. So it's a huge, really, religious celebration there in Popayan.
Beautiful. That's established.
Yeah, I know. It's quite established.
Yeah, 64 years. Bravo. So you're bringing two program concepts, and I noticed they're all focused on the Baroque. Much of the music we love to play, we just heard the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3, Albinoni Adagio, Geminiani, La Folia there, a little Vivaldi, of course. How did you put this all together?
So they asked me for three different programs, right, three different concerts. And the technique is kind of like 1 hour concert, and people, just get up and go and see the procession, religious processions that happen there. It's a beautiful city in Popayan. It's a kind of an old Spanish colonial city, and UNESCO has declared this festival kind of a unique thing in cultural heritage for Colombia and for the world. So they asked me for three different Baroque programs that are, has to do. So the first theme, I said, well, okay, there's the Brandenburg Concertos, which is, wonderful masterpieces. The second day, we're doing the Vivaldi Four Seasons, and we're taking a rising Canadian star on violin, David Bake. He's going to be performing that. And the third concert, which is for Easter Friday in Colombia, is going to be the Vivaldi Gloria, which is a magnificent piece. It's a wonderful masterpiece.
Well, Mississauga is known for its incredible diversity, of course. So tell me, how do you feel as the music director of this ensemble? Do you feel like you're exporting a Canadian ensemble with a special Canadian sound, or are you simply focusing on high-level artistry? How does a Canadian ensemble work on an international stage? That's what really interests me, kind of our Canadian identity. It's the buzzword today.
So it's kind of both, right? I mean, as we have a lot of high-quality musicians here in Canada, and so I wanted to put together this ensemble to showcase our artistry as well internationally, not just locally, right? So this is going to happen in Colombia, and the official launch of this ensemble will happen in Mississauga in June. Like mid-June, we'll have a big concert here in Mississauga with a lot of the, dignitaries and personalities, and make it an official thing now. But it just happens that, we're going to Colombia first, because it's during the Holy Week, so it has to be done now, right?
Good. Oh, this is so exciting. Well, on top of the excitement, And as you know, many of our new Classical FM staff are musicians themselves. Yeah. I play piano, Jean sings, and of course we have Kathleen, who is terrific and as a Baroque violist and violinist. But you're also bringing some of our senior staff, the Senior Vice President of Communications at Zoomer Media, Leanne Wright. And I've connected with her a few times. She is so excited about her role as cellist in your ensemble.
That's right. And she's a wonderful cello player. I have performed with Leanne a couple of times. And so I did invite her to come to this, to come along with the ensemble. And she was excited about joining us in this adventure. And so we're so super pumped to all go together to perform there.
Terrific. All right. Anything else you'd like to add about this tour? I'm just going to drop the website for our listeners here who are very, very curious now to see what this is all about. It is CanadaVirtuosoEnsemble.ca. Three words there. CanadaVirtuosoEnsemble.ca. You can actually follow that Columbia tour via the website. Any closing thoughts on your longer international strategy going forward?
Well, we'll have some, you know, video footage coming from that concert, so that will be posted in our website so people can follow, you know, what we did there. And also keep an eye on our, you know, social media for upcoming, you know, lunch in Mississauga. That would be great. People from Toronto and the GTA are welcome to come.
14 vibrant professional musicians coming together and giving a strong Canadian presence abroad. Carlos, great to have you. Thank you for sharing all that excitement and good luck to the future of your ensemble and all the beautiful music you're going to create very soon in Colombia.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you to the audience.
My pleasure. You have a great afternoon, Carlos. Good luck with the rehearsals and wishing you a strong team tour.
Thank you, Daniel, and have a great day.
That website, once again, CanadaVirtuosoEnsemble.ca. Now let's hear a little more music, some more Baroque music that is part of this tour.